like a tag that text was read, a shoot that brought peace. A shoot that brought peace. Let us pray. Oh Lord, we just thank you for this day, this worship opportunity, all we've heard and all we've seen. But now comes a preaching moment. And so, Lord, I confess that I'm not worthy, that I'm a sinner who's fallen short. And I plead the blood of Jesus right now. So, Lord, whatever is destructive in me that might be my preaching moment, I just ask you right now to remove it in Jesus' name. Give me that clarity of sight, speech, mind. So that this word might be planned. This word might give some encouragement. Then, oh Lord, I ask you one more time, because you've done it before, I know you can do it again, to give me the strength to proclaim your word with me. We just pray, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. A shoot that brought peace. Once again, we've come to worship in preparation for that season called Advent. Our preparation to celebrate the first coming of Jesus and our preparation for his coming back. This preparation is not just a New Testament thing. The Jewish people have been preparing for the coming of Jesus for a long time. There are at least 10 references to Jesus in the Old Testament. Our text this morning is one of several in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah called by some that Old Testament gospel. The words of preparation were there for the people of the Old Testament, but because Jesus did not come the way they wanted Jesus to come, they missed God in human flesh when Jesus came the first time. And because so many of us have made up our mind how Jesus is going to look, we've made up our minds on how Jesus is going to act. There are a lot of people who are going to miss Jesus when he or she returns.
Amen.
I know that messed up somebody. But then the Bible says that God made humankind, male and female, in the image of God.
Yeah.
And remember that God can do what God wants to do any way God wants to do it.
Amen.
I just hope that when Jesus shows up, none of the folk that I've been preaching and teaching to will miss Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Our text this morning speaks to a period when there will be nothing but peace. Go back to Isaiah 9:6 and you will find at the very end of that verse that this shoot will be called the Prince of Peace. That's not what first century Jews were looking for. They were looking for a warrior prince. A warrior prince that would overthrow an oppressive government. Jesus did play a role in that overthrow. But Jesus was against the temple establishment that supported Trump, Caesar. And on this Sunday, when our focus is on peace, I have to quote the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. who said, "True peace is not merely the absence of tension. True peace is the presence of justice."
Man.
And I'm not talking about locking people up. I'm not talking about reinstating the death penalty. I'm talking about everybody being treated right.
Yeah.
Everybody given a chance. Invisible and visible walls that hold people back being torn down. And if you remember my series on the parables of Jesus, that's what Jesus was doing. Jesus was tearing down some walls. And what people fail to realize so many times, the main reason Jesus came that we might have peace with God. Not just now, but for eternity. And that's what truly matters. Being on the right side of God on both sides. Our text begins talking about a shoot that comes from a stump. And to priestess appreciate that statement, you've got to understand trees. Not only understand trees, but the harvesting process also. For when you see lumber cut, very seldom do they pull the tree up. The area the tree closest to the ground is left. the portion that is connected to the root that has provided nutrition to a tree that has grown very tall, nutrition to a tree that has a large number of limbs with leaves, and even though most of the tree is gone, those roots keep producing nutrition. And in a few weeks, if not months, from that stump, you'll start getting little branches with leaves. See, those little branches coming from what appears to be dead, coming from which was severed, those branches are called shoots. And because the economy of the Bible was based on agriculture, back then, just as today, people made money growing trees. So when talking about the coming of Jesus, the prophet speaks in agricultural terms. A shoot will grow up from the stump of Jesse. And because some might not remember who Jesse was, let me carry you back to the book of Ruth. Naomi, her husband and her sons left Bethlehem. Left Bethlehem, which means house of bread, because there was a famine. Oh, that's a real contradiction there. The house of bread ain't got no food. But God can use a bad situation to turn things around.
Yeah.
Not only was there a famine, Naomi's husband died. Then the two sons who admired more white women, they died. Bad situation gone to worse. However, God is still in control.
Yeah.
Are y'all worried or thinking about a whole lot of things, things that have gone bad, but gone worse than bad, gone to worse? But keep on remembering yourself, like I do, reminding yourself, God is still in control.
Yeah.
And just like God could use a bad situation to make things better back then, God can make things better in your life right now.
Yeah.
Don't miss a shout. Give God some Oh, Naomi decides to go back home. One of her daughter-in-law goes back to family. The other Ruth stays with Naomi. Things were not good for them when they got back home. Ruth had to glean to get food. See, that's the biblical equivalent of food stamps. Harvesting the leftover in the fields of those who have plenty. See, Christians beating up on people who need help. They don't know the Bible. See, it hurts me when I see Christians calling for cuts with benefits for people who are down on their luck, when the overacting story of the Bible tells us to provide for those who are needy.
Yeah.
But back to the story. God starts to flip things when Ruth catches the eye of a brother whose name is Strength, talking about boys.
Yeah.
And when Ruth tells Naomi, Naomi tells Ruth the right way to get a man. Well, I know that's a sermon for another Sunday, but instead of talking about young women, instead of condemning young women, all the women need to teach the young women the right way to get a man. Community is a sin when we let others make the same mistakes that we did.
Yeah.
See, you might be older this morning. You might be doing the talking now. But one time, you were the subject of the conversation. Ruth marries Benjamin Boaz, and they have a son named Obed. Obed has a son named Jesse. That's the Jesse mentioned in this verse. Now, what's God work? Jesse has a son named David. David, a man after God's own. David has a son named Solomon. Solomon said to be the wisest man who ever lived. See, that was a big tree. Do you see what God did? God even used somebody who didn't believe in God. I'm talking about Ruth. See, when that sinks in, somebody go get up off that Christian high horse. And then that tree has more kings. Some were good, and many were not good at all. So God cut the tree down. See, God can build you up. And if you mess up, God can bring you down.
Yeah.
But out of that stump can come a shoot.
Yeah.
And that shoot we know is Jesus. And as we read the prophet's story, we see a ship with characteristics we need. See, as Christians, as members of New Hope Fellowship, we need to exhibit certain characteristics for people to know who we claim to be. They know where we are on some Sunday morning. We are at the church every Sunday morning. The way we act, the things we do, they should be different from us. For some, why would somebody want to give their life to the Lord and continue to live a life without hope,
yeah,
a life without peace? Remember, we are representatives of the Prince of Peace, and we need to act. The text said, the Lord's Spirit will rest upon us. And with all the evil spirits we encounter, day in and day out, evil spirits on the job, evil spirits at school, evil spirits at home. Don't got to tell the truth and shame the devil. Evil spirits will show right up in God's house. Well, evil spirits everywhere you turn. It's good to seek out the same spirit that fell on Jesus, the Lord's Spirit. That's a spirit of wisdom and understanding. And if there's anything we need this morning, we need some wisdom. We need some understanding. But I will never understand if God put in all of us the greatest computer ever created, talking about the brain.
Yeah.
And then God gave us the greatest software program ever written, our mind. Why is it that we don't use it even up in God's house? We fooled ourselves for a long time saying without reason, it's only humans that have the ability to reason. Well, check out the animals. They always trying to figure out a way to get out of being the next meal and to prevent from being somebody else's meal. But as humans, the facts can be right in front of us, but we will believe the lie if it suits our agenda. Well, John, you can't cut your phone off. And Christianity has been a party to things that are totally against the name of Jesus because certain folk have told us not to think.
Yeah.
Don't think. Just believe. Well, wisdom and knowledge that God gives has been negated. And it takes wisdom and understanding to know what the early church was about.
Yeah.
But because we lack the wisdom and the knowledge that only God can give, we use religion to enslave and negate people. Women have been denied their role in ministry. We have raped the earth and are sentenced to death. We have allowed Christianity to embrace an economic system that is sentencing more and more people to poverty.
Yeah.
See, the birth that we are celebrating has been sanitized, just like the crucifixion, and turned it into something it never was.
Yeah.
Use the mind and the brain that God has given you to understand who you are and what you believe. That spirit is a spirit of planning and strength. And New Hope Fellowship, it's time for us to return to the planning that we did when we first came here.
Yeah.
Planning so we can use the strength that God has given us.
Yeah.
So that the weakness that are everywhere we turn, that weakness won't keep us from doing what God wants us to do. The weakness of we don't have enough. The weakness of it's never been done. When I say on a regular basis, I can do all things through Christ.
All right.
Who strengthens me. It's a spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And I have to ask you, even though you belong to the church, do you know God? Know what God has done? But that's why I'm telling you about this shoe true fear and knowledge of God. The God that loved you so much. The God put on human flesh.
Yeah.
Just to suffer and die for your sin. And did you realize that nothing is impossible for our God?
Yeah.
Get yourself a spirit of knowledge and fear of Almighty.
Yeah.
The following verses share a few more things with you. So he won't judge by appearances. Everybody should do the best to keep up their appearances. But as Christians, we should be like Jesus. But see, Jesus didn't judge on the color of your skin.
Yeah.
Jesus didn't judge according to your sex or your sexual orientation. Jesus didn't judge by our size or our type of hat. Jesus doesn't judge by the church we attend. He doesn't judge by our political affiliation or the house that we live in.
Yeah.
See, I thank Jesus for not judging me according to my appearance, for I will have come up short. Now, see, all of us will.
Yeah.
And that's why judging by appearance has to end when it comes to Christians.
Yeah.
Same holds for hearsay. All we should be interested in, what they say, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And because Jesus could always be found in the mark with the left outs, the ones who were always looked down upon, the many people who have been thrown on the junk pile of life. As Christians, we need to judge the needy with righteousness, not the foolishness of pulling yourself up by your bootstrap when you don't even have boots on. Or that some of the hardest working folk in society are the laziest ones. See, the time has come to stop putting people down and to lift people up. It's about time for some equity for those who suffer. Time for equity for those in foreign lands who work for pennies so that we can have our toys. Time for equity in this land, but it's not right. And I'm saying this as one who worked hard to build a business that my father left me. But 1% of the population should not have more wealth than the 90% on the bottom. Jesus doesn't like that.
Yeah.
Jesus is going to have something to say about people. But the one thing I like most about this shoot named Jesus is this shoot will bring about radical change.
Yeah.
See, I think something that most Christians fail to understand is Jesus was a radical. Jesus was against the political and the religious order. And see, that's why they killed him, by hanging him on an old rugged cross.
Yeah.
He wasn't humble, meek, and mild. He was a radical. You're wrong. He didn't care who you were. He told you, you're wrong, and you better get right. See, Jesus wouldn't be wearing a suit. Jesus didn't wear a robe. Jesus didn't let gender or social standing come between him and the people he met. Jesus even hung out with people who did not believe in God. And see, that's why folks today, some folks love Jesus and at the same time do everything they can to avoid church folk who call themselves Christians. See, because we so uptight, we so hung up on the traditions of man and theologies that go against everything that Jesus stood for. And to show how radical the change would be, the prophet uses examples that we will never see. Who's ever seen a wolf lie down with a lamb? The lamb is a meal for the wolf. The same with the leopard and the young goat. The goat is the sacrifice. Or the calf and a young lion. The lion's over there praying, "Lord, I thank you for this food I'm about to prepare." The prophet is predicting things, what will never happen, and he brings things home even closer when he writes verse number 8. A nursing child will play over snakes on him. Toddlers will reach right over the circumvent. And anybody who knows anything about snakes knows that that would be a certain death. But that's the type of radical change that shoot I'm talking about will bring. A change where the differences between religions and denominations will mean nothing. There will be no race problem. Women will be treated as equal. Our relationship with Cuba will be restored. There will be normal relationships with North Korea. There will not be no needs for armies and navies. All because of a shoot from Jesse's room. A shoot named Jesus. A shoot that stepped down for glory. A shoot that put on human flesh. A shoot that walked this earth just like you and me, doing good and teaching us how to live. And after doing all that, he climbed up Calvary Hill. He stopped and died on that already cross. And rising on that third day, God said that there was peace between God and human kind by saying the sacrifice was acceptable and getting Jesus up with all power. And that's why the prophet could say, on that day, the root of Jesse stand as a signal to the people for the tree that was cut down. That tree has gone to higher heights with Jesus sitting on the throne. Nations are seeking, so you want to seek him also and make wherever God dwells. And that's everywhere. And because the Spirit of God should be in all of us, we should do everything we can to glorify the name of Jesus. Glorify his name by letting the Spirit of wisdom and knowledge rest in our spirits. Glorify his name by exhibiting the characteristics that that should exhibit. Glorify his name by accepting the radical change that Jesus has already brought. And glorify the name of Jesus by accepting the change that Jesus has in store for all of us. I don't know about you, but I want some radical change. I want things to be a little bit different. I want folk to more respect me. I want them to call on me. I want them to listen to me. I want to be able to sleep all night. I want this heart to start beating right again. I want some radical change, and only Jesus, that's you. Root of Jesse, he can change your life with all folks. He turned my life around, put my feet on solid ground. I want to be on solid ground. I'm tired of being in sickness and sad. I want the love of Jesus to lift me. Is there anybody else in here? You want Jesus to change your life, to give God some praise. And like Pat said, don't get caught up on that other stuff. Folks are celebrating the first coming. Prepare. I said prepare. Because that shoot of Jesse, that shoot is coming back. Coming back to get it out. Somebody ought to say amen. Somebody ought to say thank you. Somebody needs to shout hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Man.
Because God sent a shoot. A shoot from the stump of Jesus. A shoot that brought peace. Peace on earth. Goodwill towards men. But most importantly, peace between God and humankind. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.